Thank you, Tony. We'll now have a variety of unusual stories. The poisonous plant hemlock has been found in the village of Shotsam. This allows us to give you an advance warning. The next edition of Just Talk will include a feature on hemlock, but you'll have to wait a couple of weeks for this gem from Chris Skinner. Many of you will remember how Daniel Farker successfully guided Norwich City for several years. He's now moving to Leeds United. More children than ever before in Norfolk qualify for free school meals, and this has been described as a wake-up call over child poverty in the county. There are fears that Norfolk is not going to get the money needed for the long-awaited duelling of the A47. But we will finish with some good news. All three of Norfolk's main hospitals are set to get new diagnostic units in a major £86 million investment. First, though, we'll hear about hemlock from Tony.
Hemlock, found growing in Shotsam near Poringland, is not overly common and is very easily confused with other species such as cow parsley. All parts of the plant are toxic if consumed, but it can also cause a painful rash if touched, especially if it makes contact with the eyes. Liam Smith from the Norfolk Non-Native Species Initiative said, "Most pets will avoid the plant, but some species of livestock can be vulnerable if the plant is growing where they have access to it. Removing the plant should be carried out using protective clothing, a mask and gloves, and the best method for control is digging the plant out, although herbicides could also work. It's important, if the plant is removed, to keep a close eye on the area in subsequent years, as its seeds can remain dormant for up to 5 years in the soil. Last summer, a two-year-old boy from North Elmham ended up in hospital after taking a bite out of the poisonous plant. Megan Joseph was sitting in her garden with partner Richard McKay and their son Richard Jr. when the toddler picked up what looked like a white flower and decided to have a taste. They were able to get the boy to spit the plant out, but feared the damage could have been done and immediately phoned 111. Miss Joseph said at the time, "We ended up having to take little Richard to A&E, where he was observed for 5 hours and thankfully was okay. But the doctor told us if he had swallowed the whole thing, within 2 or 3 hours he could have ended up with paralysis or in cardiac arrest. Hemlock has umbrella-like clusters of white flowers through June and July with purple-spotted stems and an unpleasant smell."
Norwich City legend Chris Sutton has backed former head coach Daniel Farker to be a success at Leeds United. Farker will rival his former side. I'm really rubbish at doing sports things. I'll leave a gap and start again. Norwich City legend Chris Sutton has backed former head coach Daniel Farker to be a success at Leeds United. Farker will rival his former side as Leeds aim for an instant return to the Premier League, having been Sports items are just written in a completely different form of English, aren't they? Right, I'll try again, sorry. Norwich City legend Chris Sutton has backed former head coach Daniel Farker to be a success at Leeds United. Farker will rival his former side as Leeds aim for an instant return to the Premier League, having been relegated from the top flight last season. And Sutton has backed the 46-year-old to improve the Elland Road side. He said, "You'd struggle to find a Norwich supporter who dislikes Daniel Farker, and if I was a Leeds fan, I'd be excited at the prospect of seeing some exciting football at Elland Road. Especially after seeing the club try and fail to go back to basics with Sam Allardyce, a doomed enterprise which ended in players hopelessly launching long throws into the box in a bid to survive. Sure, Farker got Norwich relegated once from the Premier League, but he also got them promoted twice from the Championship, and it was done in style, winning 71 of his 139 games in that division. Leeds fans want to see their team take the game to the opposition, and this is a manager that wants that too," Chris Sutton concluded.
More children than ever before in Norfolk now qualify for free school meals, in a statistic described as a wake-up call over child poverty. New figures have shown that more than one in five children in the county are eligible for free school meals, with almost 27,000 pupils able to claim. The figure is the highest number since records began, with 26,870 children eligible, with the provision costing in the region of £450,000 per week. And education leaders have warned limits over eligibility may mean the figure is only the tip of the iceberg for childhood poverty in the region. Jeff Barton, General Secretary of the Association of School and College Leaders, said, "This should be a wake-up call about the appallingly high levels of childhood poverty in England. Yet these shocking figures in themselves do not reveal the full extent of the problem, because there are many more families who are struggling who do not qualify. Currently, the free meals are only available to households with incomes of less than £7,400 per year. The number of eligible children across England has increased year on year every year since January 2018, when there were 1.1 million children. In the past year, since inflation began to soar, the figure has raised by 23.8%. A spokesman for the Department of Education said it had extended eligibility in this period several times to more groups of children than any other government over the past century.
Fears have been raised that Norfolk is not on the radar to get millions of pounds more for further duelling of the A47. And angry council leaders are sending a message to the government that this is not acceptable, that the road could miss out on more money in favour of smaller schemes. A new report by government company National Highways, which ministers will use to decide road projects to fund between 2025 and 2030, acknowledges the importance of the A47. But it also states that for the rest of the decade, new enhancements would have a greater focus on smaller interventions. That approach does not mash with the long-standing campaign by Norfolk County Council and the A47 Alliance to get full duelling of the road, including the Acle Strait. The region was awarded £300 million in the first round of investment in 2014, but the three biggest Norfolk projects, the revamp of the Thickthorn Junction plus duelling from Easton to North Tuddenham and Blowfield to North Burlingham, were only granted development consent last year.
Plans for new diagnostics centres at Norfolk's three main hospitals are set to be given the green light in a major £28 million investment. The Department for Health and Social Care is set to rubber stamp major plans to build the new units at each of Norfolk's acute hospitals. Plans for the schemes were unveiled last year as part of efforts to ease pressure on the three sites by reducing the number of patients needing to use the main hospital wards. The units are intended to speed up the diagnosis of diseases and reduce hospital waiting lists. Now, with ministers poised to agree just under £86 million in funding, the centres will be built at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the James Paget in Galston, and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn. It's hoped that each centre will be able to welcome their first patients within the next 2 years. Duncan Baker, MP for North Norfolk, said, "This is fantastic news for the whole of Norfolk. I think the centres will make an enormous difference for the region as a whole, and I welcome such a significant investment in local healthcare." Chloe Smith, MP for Norwich North, said, "This new facility will increase the amount of medical imaging that can take place locally. Early diagnostics is key to a greater chance of a better outcome if there is something wrong." It comes just over a month after it was announced that funding had finally been agreed to rebuild the Queen Elizabeth Hospital at King's Lynn.